Update October 30th. Rupert residents Brian Musgrave and John Patterson expressed their concerns during the public discussion session on the 2025 budget regarding the urgent need to prioritize repairs for the 4th Avenue public walkway. They highlighted that this pathway is a crucial access point to downtown for residents living between 4th and 9th Avenues and beyond. Brian and John have noticed troubling issues, such as drug activity and garbage litter, in the currently closed walkway, which negatively impact the community. The walkway was closed for safety reasons following storm damage in January 2023. In June of last year, City Operations Manager Richard Pucci reported that repairing the walkway would cost over $40,000. Brian is particularly concerned about the limitations this closure imposes on tourism, especially for visitors who wish to walk up to see attractions like the old church. These visitors are left with two options, McBride Street or Service Park Lane, which he states are inconvenient or unsafe. John added that many people rely on the walkway to access their workplaces, restaurants, pharmacies, and other downtown amenities. Reopening it would likely result in increased foot traffic, which could free up more parking spaces on 3rd Avenue. Original. The City of Prince Rupert is discussing its draft 2025 to 2029 budget tonight at City Hall, and it is open to public consultation. The proposed plan includes a 6.4% property tax increase for homeowners, and the city states contractual and benefit increases for employees, debt, equipment requirements, cost growth, and external contracts with the RCMP and BC Transit are driving it. The draft tax rate is provided to the community to support financial preparedness, based on current available information. However, final rates will not be determined until the spring after final BC assessment values are known, said the city in an October 22 news release. The breakdown of the increase includes 2.6% labor contractual benefit increases, 1.40% in policing contract increases and 0.90% in debt payments and energy supplies increases. It also accounts for a 0.60% transit contract, 0.50% capital reserves, asset management provision and 0.40% operational equipment increases. This is what is proposed in order to maintain services at their existing levels, and represents an increase of $129 to the average homeowner for 2025, based on 2024 assessed values, said the city. Additionally, council is also considering new utility fee bylaws. These will increase utility fees to aid the city in repaying its debt, which is going toward critical water and sewer projects. Utility rates could rise by $145.25 if approved after applying a 10% early payment discount. The city plans to spend $210.1 million in 2025. The most significant portion, $78 million, will be allocated to water funds, followed by $44 million for sewer funds. Capital projects will receive $30.4 million, while public safety will be allocated $14.7 million. To help fund these expenses, the city expects to generate the majority of its revenue through other incomes, funds, grants, and fees. It will collect $30 million in property taxes. Discretionary expenses presented to council as optional rate increases included community enhancement grants, 0.49%, repairs to Quinitsa Station, 0.31%, a community safety officer position, 0.41%, support for an Indigenous Relations Committee action plan, 0.06%, and boiler designs for the Lester Center, 0.16%. Two public feedback sessions are scheduled for October 28 and November 12 at 7 p.m. at City Hall. People can also send written comments to finance@princerupert.ca by November 15.